This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, welcome back. If you enjoyed part one, you're going to love part two. Let's jump right in.
Take me through the process for somebody who's listening and is like super interested in, okay, I do have all this money. I do want hard assets. How does Three Keys work?
Yeah, it's super simple. I am all about keeping things as simple as possible. I think we make things overly complex, or I should say, I'll own that. I'm a recovering, you know, make it too complicated type of person. So I've really tried to make things as simple as possible. It's as simple as go to the website, fill out the investor form on the website, and then we have a conversation and we make sure this is really important. It's important that there's a good relationship between the, you know, between the sponsor and the investor. And so just like, you know, if you're listening and you're saying, oh, you know, I want to find the right person to invest with. This is a huge chunk of my nest egg, and I want to ensure that I can trust this person. You want to vet that person. I just did a little workshop on that, actually. And so, like, but guess what? We want to vet you as well. We don't know you, and we want to make sure that, you know, you're going to be a good investor, that you're going to be able to, you know, when the opportunity arises, you're going to be able to wire that money and that we can count on you. It's a mutual relationship where everybody is counting on each other to perform at the highest level. So fill out that investor questionnaire. It's not anything more complicated than give me your email address and let's have a conversation. We'll have a conversation and make sure we're a great fit for each other. And then, you know, we'll stay in communication. And when that opportunity arises, you will be first to be notified.
Okay.
That's the most simplistic way of putting it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because then after that simple part, then it'll get complex, but it'll get complex with somebody else, right? So I essentially walk them through the complex part.
Exactly. And you know what? In my passive investing, it really hasn't been too complex. You know, it's more like, do I know the people I'm investing with? Do I trust that they're going to perform on this? Do I understand the business plan and what they are offering? And do I believe in that? And do I have the money to wire to them right now? Okay. You know, I found that it can be very simple, but it has to start with that seed of trust. And then if you're new to investing, you know, partnering with an investor that's willing to say, yeah, let me educate you along the way. So what you're expressing also is that depending on what level someone is in their investment journey, they might need more education and more clarification on the process as you go along, because it's unfamiliar territory. And so definitely offer that. The teacher in me is always like, oh, and here's this and here's that, you know, spin the web.
Okay. So just to talk about Three Keys a little bit more, I looked at the organizational structure of Three Keys, and suffice to say, I mean, you're the only woman. Right, and you're also at the top, right? you don't see that a lot, right? You don't see that a lot in
I haven't even thought of that.
The business world. you're at the tippity top. There's you can't miss it. And then you scroll down and see all the men. So I love that.
I did not even put that together on my own. I am just laughing over here because.
So tell me what that is, what that's like, because you're a natural leader, so I'm sure it's not something that's unfamiliar to you, but also after telling me what that's like, tell me what it's, how important it is for women in general to be involved, very actively involved in securing their family's future, right? Because this is Three Keys is doing exactly that, right?
That is exactly what we're doing. These are great questions, and they're very harmonious. I have three older brothers. I'm the only girl, so I was always around in the boys' world, and I always participated in what they call the extreme sports, which were very male dominated. And so that is honestly my wheelhouse, and my comfort zone has always been probably more comfortable around men. I had to learn how to communicate better with women, which is really, really flip-flop for a lot of people, but I did figure that out. So that's kind of where that comes from. And I think it's ironic that so many women kind of want to band together and just be like these women teams and stuff. And so I'm just going to be really, really direct here, and that is that I just see people as people. I don't have to know everything about a person, you know, like in the sense of, I don't know if you're a man, you're a woman. I don't know. It doesn't make a difference to me. Are you a good person? Are you ethical? Are you reliable? Are you responsible? Like your character of who you are and your track record, that to me is more important than, you know, like, are you orange? Are you purple? Are you red? Are you like, none of it matters. Character really is ultimately what everything comes down to in life. And so that is definitely displayed by who I am partnered with. And who I'm partnered with, I have two different teams. I have a team that's in Kansas and investing in Kansas, and I have a team up in Columbus. And those are separate teams, and they have boots on the ground on those teams, which is really, to me, a very imperative part of a business plan, having somebody that is, you know, within 2 hours driving distance, if not closer. So when it comes to women and investing, this is something I am extremely passionate about. Too often women are really high, they can be high income earners even, and oftentimes they defer these financial decisions to their male counterpart. And maybe they even run their household finances, and they run the budget, and they pay the bills, and they might even put money into savings, but it stops right there. And so I actually have a challenge to women out there, and that is step up the game. Being financial planner of your home, if you're in charge of the budget, you are in charge of ensuring that you are looking at financial investment opportunities so that you are truly caring for your family's finances. So caring for your family's finances isn't just, okay, I paid the bills and, oh, we don't have any debt and we can go on this trip. It's saying, I'm looking ahead 10 years and I see these things and I want, oh, we have this amount of money and it's sitting here in a bank account, which, let's just all be clear, if you have cash sitting in a bank account, you are actually losing money. Not only are you not making any interest from the bank because like 0.0 whatever interest, but also inflation is taking place. So you're losing, I've heard some crazy numbers, and the numbers are going to get tossed around with what you're losing each year on off inflation. So let's just keep that. It's costing you money to have money in the bank. So especially my women counterparts out there, if you have, you know, $15,000, $25,000, $30,000 sitting in a bank, then you need to be saying, what do I need to be doing? This money needs to be working and it needs to be generating more money. I call it having money babies. So when you have an investment and it gives you returns, those returns are your little money babies.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can think of several situations now just in terms of my own circle. Where it's almost exactly the same. It's the all of those very creative ideas seem to be coming more from the mouth of the men in those relationships. Where, and every time I speak to, because I do a lot of stock market investing and trading, every time I speak to anybody, women that are interested, I say, you know, you would be much better at this than a man would if you'd only try.
Yes.
Like you said, the money is there, but there's this invisible barrier to, okay, I know I'm smart enough, I know I'm creative enough to use this money and make it work, but something is stopping them from taking the next step. So what would you suggest to somebody listening on how they can get over that barrier and start making that money work?
I think that's Yes, absolutely. I'm going to answer that in a probably a circular way and say I think a lot of that comes from comes from fear, and hardwired into a lot of women is this desire for stability and security. And when we are investing in something and we don't know, it's, you know, especially the first time I've made some investments over the last year that were first time type investments, new asset classes that were very uncomfortable for me. And it was like, take a deep breath in. Okay, I've done my education. So, right, educate yourself, give yourself time to learn. But guess what? You can't stand at the edge of the diving board forever because there's a lineup of people and they're going to start investing. You got it. You know, don't be afraid to take that jump in. And so looking at your track record, so look at the other decisions you've made in life and say, okay, that was a scary decision. And it was a little unnerving, but I evaluate for yourself. What did I do that gave me the courage and confidence to move forward? And it turned out in a successful way. And you have to look, more often than not, we are successful in what we pursue. More often than not, we just gloss over our successes and we amplify our, you know, our missteps. And so quiet your missteps. Those are just feedback. That's how you learn. And then amplify all of your successes and embrace that and say, okay, I can do this. I'm going to get educated and then I'm going to make this initial investment.
Very simple. Minimize or quiet your missteps and amplify your accomplishments and use that as the driving force for you to take on that investments and that creativity. I like that a lot. Okay, so how did you use that to launch a robotics team? am I reading that right? A robotics team. I don't even know what that is. So I definitely gonna need an explanation for that. How did you end up there?
Okay, so I've kind of like that rogue teacher, if anyone hasn't already, can't even tell by this conversation, right? So I was homeschooling my son and he was participating in these robotics programs that I didn't even know existed for young children. So kindergarten, first grade. And when I moved to this so I've lived in city and suburb, and now I live in this very small rural community where the nearest Target, hold your breath, everybody, is an hour and a half away, and the nearest Walmart is 45 minutes away. So at the tip of North Idaho is where I live, and I went back into the education setting, and I thought these awesome families, these awesome children, they don't know what else is out there. There are a lot of people that are from here, and so you can end up with some thinking that is limited by nature of, you know, they don't have these other experiences and they don't know what's out there. So I just decided I started writing grants and bringing in robotics equipment. And I had a 3-year plan, and that's what I did. Like year one, I wrote a grant, got like all these robotics kits because I didn't know anything about it either. So I didn't know how to go about this. Then the second year, I thought I'm going to teach this to all the second graders. So we did this rotation with all the second graders where they all got to get into robotics and participate in Lego robotics. We used We Do Too. So if anyone's out there is listening, you can go to Lego Education and you can check out. You can buy these. Anybody can. It's super cool. And then the third year, I launched the robotics team. And in launching the robotics team at the second, third grade level, it's not competitive. But what's cool about this, and this really precedes me getting into real estate syndication. And this is, as we talk about, yeah, it does. This is really interesting. When we talk about amplifying your successes and looking at what made you courageous to do that. So this is funny, but robotics is what gave me that courage. Once I learned about real estate syndication and it was a new concept to me. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I could see, well, I was successful with this business plan, essentially, that I created for my team. I was able to implement it. I was able to execute it very successfully. And the first year, my team went to the World Championship in show. So again, this is first Lego robotics. And it's an amazing program. So these small town kids got to go down to Houston, Texas. So think North Idaho, Canadian border. They hop on a plane. Many of them, it's their very first flight. And they got to fly down to Houston, Texas. And they got to experience a completely different part of our country, different world. They got to go to NASA. They got to go to like a crazy awesome zoo. They got to, right, all of these experiences just filling their heads and hearts. And one of the teammates, she sat beside me as we were at NASA watching this video, and this woman astronaut, you know, they were having, you know, just, she was up there talking, you know, on this video. And she just, I will never forget, she's sitting there, she's like, Mrs. Holly, that's going to be me. And just like this very humble person, right? So, you know, understanding that you can change lives and impact lives, that goes into the heart of Three Keys Investing. It's like, this isn't just about making money and turning a profit. This is about everybody winning in really powerful ways. And that trip where those kids got to go to Houston, Texas, to the World Show and meet kids and other people literally from around the world, they take over the entire Houston Convention Center end to end. And it's this massive organization. And so it just, profound. It was covered. We were able to raise the money, right? Capital raising, which is what I do now, right? We were able to raise the money and have them fully funded with a parent. So we knew it'd be a burden on the families to say, please take time off of work and please pay for this. So we were able to rally and raise money so that we could absorb that end of things and provide this experience. So, that right there was like my first capital raise and my first, you know, my first investment on this level ever. And it sounds really, I'm sure to most people, they're like, oh gosh, that's so ridiculous. But if you're listening and you're trying to find that courage, that confidence, that you have a story like this in you also. It doesn't mean you have to do something like with a team and all that, but you have this on your own level in your heart. And you can say, wow, remember that time that I was at the park and I helped that, you know, I helped that elderly person and maybe they had Alzheimer's and I helped them find their people. And like, you've probably, most of you are really amazing people. And you've done something amazing, and you just have to draw into all those experiences.
I thought the real estate stuff was going on, and then you decided to do this. I didn't know you were a robotics engineer before you were a real estate investor.
Let's be real. Robotics engineer. I did not do the high school level. They fabricate all of their equipment and everything. I'm just helping kids put really cool Legos together and do some basic block coding. But yeah, I mean, so that was a transition between single family and going into apartment multifamily investing.
Isn't that
crazy?
That's a wonderful story. I wish I expected that so I could stop smiling, but I didn't expect it. So I'm like still processing. I'm still processing it. Well, so I mean, it's been great to have you, Julie. But people who are listening who are super inspired by that story, like I am, and I already filled out the thing on your website that you mentioned. But can you just let us know again how we can one find you, how they can find your podcast? Please tell them how they can find your podcast so they can hear you again. And if they're interested in getting involved in apartment investing, how can they do that as well?
Well, I'm so excited that I have a brand new website, and my web designer and I created what I call the back door. So we've already had a conversation. We already know each other. If you're listening, we already know each other. So I'm inviting you to come through the back door of my house instead of using the front formal door. And you can just go to julieholly.com. And it's not really a searchable URL, but if you put in julieholly.com, it will take you to all things Julie Holly. And that will include Three Keys Investments. It will include Ask Me How I Know, my podcast, which is multifamily and mindset. So I produce a mindset episode. So if anything I'm saying resonates with you on the sense of challenging or inspiring you to level up you as a person, then check out Monday Mindset episodes because it sets your intention for the week. And then I have amazing guests in the industry on Thursdays. So, and then there are book lists and I have book clubs. So I would encourage you, just check out juliehawley.com. Drop me a note that you were there. Tell me where you heard, you know, where you were listening and everything. And I'd love to connect up.
So what do you look back on that gives you the strength to keep going? Now, I remember when I ran track in college, I had made the decision to start running long distances, which I avoided for much of my high school and college career, but I wanted to improve my performance. It was the one thing I really disliked doing. I loved lifting, I loved sprinting, I loved all the things that were required, but I really didn't like long distance running. But I wanted to get better. Now, the longest distance I ever ran for was for 45 minutes. I forget how many miles that was. And I did that a couple times. When I face challenges today, I look back on those moments in college where I stuck through it and I kept going. Find your driving force and hold on to it, like Julie said. I hope you enjoyed the last 2 days of interviews. Make sure you go to juliehawley.com and check her out. Even if you're not interested in apartment investing, she is very, very, very inspirational and her podcast is dope. Tomorrow, we're back to stocks, and more stocks. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.